USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Diplomacy in Turkey today. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, and his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmytro Kuleborov, are the first high-level talks between the two officials since Russian troops invaded Ukraine on February 24th. NATO member Turkey, which shares a maritime border with Russia and Ukraine in the Black Sea, has been offering to mediate between the sides. South Korea has elected a conservative president. Like Trump, he said he's ready to shake things up. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Sung-yeol said Thursday he would solidify an alliance with the United States, build up a powerful military, and strongly cope with North Korean provocations. The president-elect translated by Arirang News.
I've been fighting corruption and crimes that give people pain, and I will equally stand up against those forces harming the nation's constitution, which is centered on liberal democracy and a market economy.
Yoon will take office in May. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Disgraced actor Jussie Smollett will earn his fate today for faking a racial attack and blaming President Trump supporters for the scripted act. Katie Lewis reports.
3 months after a jury found Jussie Smollett guilty of lying to police in a staged attack, the Empire actor will return to court to hear his sentencing. Smollett was convicted of 5 of 6 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police. He was acquitted on a 6th count. He faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison per count. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Vice President Kamala Harris' trip to Poland comes amid tense times in the region. But Biden administration officials say she's not there to make any deals, whether it be on the humanitarian aid or the transfer of military equipment. Instead, her role is to serve as an emissary and the emblem of the administration's commitment to the country. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Rosario. We could all use a getaway this spring break, and Kalahari Resorts, home to America's largest indoor water parks, provides an escape the whole family will love. From the giant wave pool to the thrilling slides, Kalahari's indoor water parks will provide an always 84 degrees and sunny spring break getaway. With locations in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas, your family's ideal getaway is just a short road trip away. Make your reservation today at KalahariResorts.com.
The group Voter GA released evidence on how election results were electronically manipulated in Georgia. During a press conference, the organizer's co-founder, Garland Favorito, outlined the investigation's findings of a cloud computing scheme that was used in Fulton County's general election.
Every vote has some type of a manipulation problem. Literally every vote in Fulton County had some type of a manipulation problem. We know that the ballots are not going to add up to the election results, but we honestly don't know what the real election results are in Fulton County. And I can tell you, Fulton County doesn't know what they are. All 374,128 in-person ballot images from the 524,000 that Fulton certified, they're all missing. All 370, these are all the in-person votes, all the in-person ballot images are missing. And that's the violation of federal and state law. Well, we also have 132,284 mail-in ballot images that cannot be authenticated either because they are missing their authentication files.
Congress finally delivers a budget this week, and NASA gets most of what it wants. Congress will provide NASA with a budget of $24 billion. That's about $700 million more than NASA received for fiscal year 2021. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.